The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Welcome to the program.
Top of the morning to ya.
It's DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts.
Amazon Music.
Spotify. Glad you're here.
iHeart.
Find out what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
We are. Here we are on St. Patrick's Day.
Are you wearing green? Do you have any green on?
Yeah, okay. I do. My pants.
I got some green on. Oh, yeah, you do have some green on. Okay. I wasn't sure if I was going to have to reach over the console here and try to pinch you.
I got green pants on.
Green pants.
And green eyes. And green eyes. So I'm safe forever.
You're safe forever. Okay, well, all right. At least you are.
I hope everyone has some corned beef planned for dinner, or a Guinness, or our favorite is the Irish soda bread and Guinness dipping reduction from Raglan Road.
It's okay. It's good.
You so know. Good. It's my favorite.
I like it okay. Wouldn't call it my favorite.
But. That would be my entire meal at Raglan Road. That.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Pear cider. Mm.
I can't honestly say I've ever had a... you said a pear cider?
Mm-hmm. Yep, like a hard cider.
Like a partridge and a pear?
Yeah.
Tree?
Yep. Okay. But it's pear. It's delicious.
Never had that before. That's a new one. But we are fully prepared for our St. Patrick's Day meal this evening. We caught plenty of cabbage and onions and...
Carrots
and garlic. From the St. Patrick's Day parade that we enjoyed over in New Orleans last weekend.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun. Although I will say this. There was one person in the crowd with us.
with our friends.
Not with our group.
No.
Not with our group. But this person just kept, you know, migrating over into our area that we were in. And when floats would come by... Her arm would automatically go up into the air and almost smack me in the face every single time. I just got so frustrated.
I got a video of you. I was trying to take a video of the floats, and then I turned around the camera to you, and you had caught celery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Celery. I was like, that's so random.
But at one point, I just said, you know what? I'm not worried about it anymore.
Yep.
I was kind of down. We weren't there for beads.
No.
I think I caught like maybe one string of beads the entire parade.
It's
like, I just want cabbage and onions and carrots. That's all I'm here for.
Food.
Just food.
Yeah.
I'm here for groceries.
And you have to catch, like for a cabbage especially, you have to like make eye contact with somebody. Choose you because you can't just like huck a head of cabbage into a crowd of people.
Well, I mean, it was different this year than it was last year.
Oh, last year they were.
Last year they were like cannonballs flying through the air.
Yeah.
And then they were also throwing potatoes as well.
And the main goal is to just like protect the children.
Yeah.
You're like, ah!
Like, incoming!
Yeah.
You know. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. And again, we had a crawfish boil with some friends of ours. And they did a fantastic job once again being hosts.
So good.
So good. Just so good.
So much food. So much laughter. The weather was really nice.
I'll tell you this. Walking like 5 or 6 blocks with heads of cabbage and carrots and onions and everything else that we had with us in grocery sacks. My arms felt like they were about 75 pounds each extra when I finally got to where we were going.
I carried the camping chairs.
And I put everything down and I almost couldn't raise my arms because they were so heavy. But yeah. It was worth it. It was totally worth it.
Did you have the cooler? And we had a cooler. So it was just
I had the cooler too.
Yeah. It was a lot. But it was awesome.
There was a lot going on.
Probably one of our favorite parades of the year.
Yeah, probably so. And the crazy thing is that when they do the same parade, you know, here where we live, they don't throw groceries. Mm-mm. They're not doing the cabbage and the carrots and the onions and stuff like that. People in Ireland are probably going, what in the world is going on?
What are you guys doing?
Why are they throwing cabbage at you? It's their way.
Just a thing.
Just a thing, you know. But we are glad that you're here to find out the happenings at Walt Disney World for this past week.
Well, quite some happenings.
Yeah, there's just a few here and there. And a little bit later on, we have an email answering a question that we had about Run Disney.
Ooh, good.
You know, because we were wondering about it. And then we also had a voicemail come in on the DW60 line, wishing somebody a happy birthday this week. We'll get to that as well. I've got a few tidbits of news to pass on to everybody, but as usual, we will start with the beautiful Nicole.
Me! I just have a couple quick things. There was the media event this week for Tron, and it was Tron, it was in Round Up Rodeo Barbecue, and part of these media events is they just like fire off like rapid fire tidbits of news, and it's just like, if you like walk into a meeting, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss everything for the morning. Is that what you did?
Can I just comment real fast on the ceremony for the media event for Tron?
Yeah.
It was just like every other media event for any other attraction. It just seems so dialed down and just not really exciting for some. I don't know what it is about the media events. It's just so tame for whatever reason. I don't know. It's supposed to be like a big celebration at this, especially after 5 years.
Well, the party this thing is part opening. Of it looked cool.
Yeah, the party looked great, but I expected a few more, you know, pyrotechnics going off. And all they did was really just, you know, flash the lights of the attraction. And one of the cars went by, you know, with the light cycles. And people just woo-woo and clapped a little bit. And that was about it. It was like a bunch of baby cones were there, and they just went woo-woo.
That's what our dog,
you know.
Our dog kind of, that's, she. Oh, yeah. She does bark, but she, like, it's like 80-20, 80% woo-woos, and then she's like, she's a woo girl.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-woo!
Earlier, I was just sitting in the chair, and I would just go woo-woo, and she answered, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It just seemed a little bit lame. The media event opening for Tron. I was happy to see a couple of the actors were
from,
there.
From the movie,
from
yeah.
From the actual movie, from the original Tron. Yes. And the second movie, too. The one who played Yori from Tron. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what her name is. For the life of me. She was there, and then one other person I can't remember. It was good to see them. They seemed to enjoy themselves and everything else. But just not a real big hoopla at Tron, though.
I think people just want to get it open. Let's go.
Seriously. I mean, why are you waiting until April? Just open it, for crying out loud. Just get it over with.
I know. Well, they still haven't done, I don't think, DVC and D23.
Oh, reviews. Yeah. Can't forget about them.
Cindy Morgan,
Yori from Tron.
She has a commercial on Sorcerer Radio.
She does. I couldn't remember what her name was. Anyway, I just wasn't too happy with the opening event. It was meh.
I mean, yeah. It's all about the ride.
It is.
So once that's open, we'll be good to go. I got bored at work yesterday and I was planning imaginary trips. As one does, right? Like, as all Disney fans do.
I don't do this.
I do.
I don't.
So, I saw a DVC points rental from DVC-rentals from Scott over there. And it was, like, pretty close to Jeff's birthday, and it was at his like a bucket list resort, and it was really reasonable. It was like maybe $200 a night. So you're paying the price of, I mean, Pop Century is $200 to $220.
Oh, yeah.
So to stay at a deluxe resort for that price, and it was just really close to your birthday, and I was like, so then I had to look at flights, and then I had to look at what's going on, and then we should, you know, so I like planned a trip in my head, and then I was looking at cruises. And for Thanksgiving. So
I got a lot of numbers thrown at me yesterday.
Yeah.
Lots of numbers.
Well, so we talked about last week or maybe week before that my birthday always lines up with the week of Thanksgiving, which means time off of work. And this year's my 30th birthday. So I was like, I really want to do something. So
you do something every year.
I know, but I really want to do something cool for my 30th. I mean,
come on.
So I was just looking.
You've done, let's see, last year you did a cruise.
But not on my birthday.
Yeah, year before that you did Christmas party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've done things.
Yes, but nothing on my birthday. This cruise is like over, like I'll be on the ship for my birthday.
Oh, on the ship for your birthday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
She thinks she's going somewhere, but she's not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like the...
I know that look.
The parent, Jeff, just like snapped his fingers and the dog was like, what?
It's like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Me.
So what was the rest of your news?
Alrighty, so like I said, press event, like quick flashes of news, no like huge stories, big drops, but I have three quick things that we learned, or some updated information that we learned. The first being that beginning April 22nd, Moana will be greeting fellow voyagers on Discovery Island at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. It's going to be just in time for the park's 25th anniversary, which is on Earth Day. So it's exciting to have a date to have Moana in the park. We've seen Moana in parades, but not, maybe not as a meet and greet character. I've seen her, I think, out at the Polynesian, but maybe not as like a scheduled meet and greet. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be awesome to have her have something else, someone else to meet at Animal Kingdom. The next one is Mirabelle from Encanto is going to be greeting guests in the Fairytale Gardens, which is currently a Merida meet and greet, but it's going to become Casita from Encanto, and you'll be able to meet Mirabelle this fall. That's what they said. So no date for that one, but the month of fall. And then over in Epcot, we learned about this end of last year. Figment will be meeting and greeting in Epcot beginning late summer, but the key piece of information from this announcement is they said fans of Figment will get the chance to hug the longtime Epcot icon at the Imagination Pavilion beginning late summer. Hug him. Which makes me think that, is it going to be a walkabout Figment character? So previously the Figment and Dreamfinder meet and greet, Figment was a puppet. Hug Figment. That makes me think he's going to be larger. What do you think?
I know I'm not the only one thinking this, okay? I want Dreamfinder and Figment. Disney. Dreamfinder and Figment. Meaning what? I want you to change the attraction.
I was going
to
say, where, like... I always try and think of our nieces, you know, and nephews. So if we like go take our nieces and nephews to Epcot and the Dreamfinder's there, they're not going to know who that is.
Right. That's why they need to update the attraction.
Yeah.
And that way we want Dreamfinder and Figment giving hugs, you know, for meet and greets and stuff like that. I love the fact that Figment's going to be out there. I mean, Figment is an icon of a character.
Yes.
He is an icon.
He is
hands down. Yeah. But we're missing that Dreamfinder interaction as well. Because back in the 80s, it was, you know, the real life Dreamfinder with a small puppet Figment, mm-hmm, that they would walk around with. Well, now, if we're going to get this, you know, huge, more than larger than life version of Figment, I still want Dreamfinder. I still want him there.
I can't imagine like a big Figment.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to be taller than me?
It makes me think like like tall makes you think like goofy. Maybe not tall, but like human size, not puppet sized.
Yeah. That's a big figment.
That's a big figment.
That's a very large figment for your imagination.
I originally when they announced this, I was thinking more along the lines of like Muppet Mobile Lab.
You were thinking like animatronic wise.
Yeah. Like on, like maybe on the, what is it, the Dreamfinder mobile thing, or like riding on something, or you know how you used to be able, or maybe you still can. Actually, I don't think you can anymore.
No.
Like meet Groot.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Star-Lord.
Yeah.
You know, or how Grogu is with Mando. Like there's like something along the, yeah, more animatronic, but it sounds like this is going to be on a larger scale than that. So we shall see. I'm excited about Mirabelle. I'm excited about Moana, and I'm interested in Figment. I'm not sold. TBD. There was also at South by Southwest in Texas this last week, they, you know, showed some new technology, and they showed, did you see this? The Tinkerbell, the like interactive Tinkerbell.
Oh, the lantern with Tinkerbell in it. Yeah.
Yes,
I saw that. Yeah.
It was like,
it's very cool.
I'm trying to kind of like Turtle Talk with Crush or Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, but it was Tinkerbell and she was in a lantern and you could talk to her and interact with her and she would, you know your name and respond to your questions, and it was really, really cool. So I think that technology will be in the parks soon.
Yeah, I noticed soon, that Josh had that lightsaber again.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. When I say soon, I mean like within 5 years, not like next month.
There was also a little robot that was walking around, wasn't there?
Judy Hopps.
The character. That's what it's supposed to be?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, that's okay. What it looked like. I don't know that it's like, it looked like Judy Hopps. But it was on like inline, like roller blades. And jeez.
Golly.
Gosh, our dogs are making all kinds of weird sounds. And then it did a somersault and then it stood back up.
Yeah, that was very cool.
And then
I was impressed.
The Imagineer.
I can't do a somersault.
I just maybe can't get back up.
I could attempt it, but it's not going to be pretty. Not that pretty.
Well, know? And then it was cool because the Imagineer picked her up and put him on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And she like rode around. That was cool too. So definitely, I think that is in line with those like stunttronics, like the Spider-Man.
Oh, like the one that crashed into the building.
Yeah, that one.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing works great.
And then the other meet and greet thing that they announced at South by Southwest was, you just said this about a week ago, that like that big Hulk walk around character.
Oh yeah.
Is going to go to Avengers Campus in Disneyland Paris.
As what though?
The Hulk.
No, I mean, are we talking the Hulk in the suit, or are we talking the Hulk just being the Hulk? Because remember, he was inside, you know, the Avengers suit.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what, yeah, he's in the suit.
Oh, jeez, come on.
You want, like, shirtless Hulk?
Yes, that's what the Hulk is supposed to be.
You ripped know, he's, jorts.
Yeah, Hulk. You know, mad and everything else that Hulk is. Not walking around in a time jump suit or whatever you want to call it, you know. That's how I envision the Hulk, you know. I don't know. Anyway, though. All that stuff's pretty good, though.
Yeah, so lots of, like, little, like, I know you call it, like, lightning lane news, where it's, like, just little, like, lightning bolts of, like, important, sorry, I keep saying, like, little pieces of important information, but not enough for, like, a whole, you know, big to-do.
True. That's true.
But things we need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, good stuff. We will take a break, and when we come back, we have even more little tidbits of information for you right here on DW60. Welcome back to DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, srsounds.com. Every Wednesday, you know, it's Hulk Day.
Hulk Day.
And a great way to start that Wednesday is to start the day with Eric Allen and the SORCOM Review. Gets you up, gets you going. and takes you inside a land at the Walt Disney World Resort and gives you a little background history and some vintage music. It's great to have Alan back on. Eric.
Mr. Eric.
Alan. Al. Back on Sorcerer Radio. And that happens on Wednesday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern Time over at srsounds.com. Got some more Disney news that we need to get to.
All right. Mo news.
So where do we want to go first here? Let's see. All right. Let's just go with some general stuff.
And then we'll park hop.
Yeah, we'll do a little, just a tad bit of park hopping. I had an idea for Galactic Star Cruiser that I wanted to run past you once we get to that area of the resort. But, yeah, of course, today being St. Patrick's Day, that means Easter is right around the corner. Less than a month away. April the 9th is when that happens. And, of course, Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is going to be keeping up with its long-standing tradition of some fantastic decorations and oversized decorated eggs with characters and themes from across, you know, all the brands of Disney and everything and its intellectual properties and stuff like that. It's going to be fantastic, and I really hope that you have the opportunity to go by and see it, because usually it's beautiful, right?
They are works of art.
Yeah, pretty
like
much.
Straight up art. I know there's one this year that has a ton of different characters on it.
Yeah.
And our friend Connor, his mom, I saw her post on Instagram. She was in there and the lady was painting the characters on the egg, and she asked her how long it was going to take her. And she said it takes her about an hour per character. And this was like a huge, like probably like 14, 16 inch tall chocolate eggs.
Oh, wow.
Covered in different Disney characters. And she said it takes her about an hour per character.
A lot more patience than I would have.
I'd say there's like
paint something.
There's anywhere between like maybe like 60 to 80 characters on this egg.
You know, they say people who are left-handed,
like us,
are exceptional artists. And I think I missed that day of class. Yeah. Because I have enough problems drawing a straight line or even a circle. So kudos to her for being able to focus for that full hour on just one character and be able to do that. It's just these artists, they just amaze me with the things that they can do. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, of course, the Grand Floridian itself is undergoing a lot of construction, refurbishments and stuff around the area. The main building, including the monorail station, are open. The boat dock is open. It does require, following signs around some construction areas and stuff like that. But otherwise, things are going to be looking really good for the Grand Floridian for Easter this year. Also at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, opening on April the 1st, Narcoossee's is coming back. Have you eaten there?
I've never eaten
at Narcoossee's before.
I've been, and I looked at it as a wedding reception spot for us, but no, I've been to the restaurant, but I've never eaten at the restaurant.
Yeah. If you don't know anything about Narcoossee's, it's a signature dining restaurant. It's got some wonderful panoramic views of the Seven Seas Lagoon right there next to the Magic Kingdom. And, it's undergone also a little bit of a reimagining as well. And they've enhanced the interior spaces, refreshed the menu by Chef Noah Estabrook and pastry chef Christine Farmer. Now, Disney Parks blog describes the new space as incorporating the concept of land and sea, and the culinary teams drew inspiration from that when developing the new menu. New dishes have also been created specifically for the location, and the wine list also has been updated as well. I know reservations opened a while ago to go back to Narcoossee's, but on April 1st, I'm looking forward to seeing the reviews, pop up on Instagram and YouTube and everything else to see what all the changes are going to be, because Narcoossee's has always been a really popular destination for people at Walt Disney World.
It's beautiful. Like, the view from the restaurant is beautiful. Every time I've seen people eat there, it just seems very, like, elegant, but not stuffy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I want to say, like, Florida elegant, but that doesn't mean that they're, but it's, like, very, like, breezy and light and not stuffy or like heavy or feel like you have to like make sure you use the right fork or type of thing. Just upscale Floridian.
I'm that person who always chooses the wrong one.
It's from the outside in.
I know that, but I never remember that when I get to, you know, my plate and I'm looking at everything. I think it happened while we were on the cruise.
Oh yeah.
And I had used one of the forks for something else. And then when my main course came, I realized I didn't have a fork. Mm. I looked down. I went, oh, gosh, I used too many forks because I had too many options. And I used a new fork for every dish, you know?
Well, you put it on the plate and then they take it. And you're like,
right. That's like, what happened to where I wore my forks out?
Yeah. You know?
Just give me a fork and a knife. That's all I need.
That's all I need. I'll reuse the same fork. It's fine.
It doesn't bother me to mix the food. It's all going to the same place. It doesn't matter, you know. Right there, also next door to Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Construction continues and is well underway on the Disney Vacation Club Tower proposed for Disney's Polynesian Village Resorts on the site which used to be the home of its luau. Rest in peace.
Crazy.
R.I.P. to that.
3 years.
But they're getting vertical with this thing.
Yes.
It's starting to really build up.
I'm excited for it.
What is it, like 3-4 stories, I think?
Oh, it's huge.
It's pretty big.
It's bigger than that. Because it's going to have a restaurant upstairs, and then it's going to have shopping in the bottom.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Kind of wonder what the shopping's going to be. Mm-hmm. Mm. I love me some Polynesian. Which is abundant outside right now.
Yeah, all over our vehicles.
I do love me some Polynesian resorts. Mm-hmm. Even though I am not DVC, I am still looking forward to going and checking this building out and going to the restaurant, stuff like that and everything. And we've told you before in the past, we've had one opportunity to stay there on our wedding night, which was a fantastic wedding gift to us. It was so wonderful. But looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget that March is Women's History Month.
Don't you forget it.
Don't forget it. Walt Disney World is celebrating in a lot of different ways. Disney Parks blog highlighted some of the women chef creations around the resort in a foodie guide that you can check out. And also provided a lot of ways to learn about inspiring female cast members as well. So during the month of March, we definitely encourage you to head over to the Disney Parks blog to check out Women's History Month with the Disney Company, because that's important. It's a very important thing.
Lots of important women in Disney history.
Yes, absolutely. Magic Kingdom time, formerly known as the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company, which was right there next to Space Mountain. It has been officially renamed to kind of update with the rest of the area. The new name for this shop is the Tomorrowland Launch Depot. Now, the 1994 Tomorrowland decorative exterior, which had the steampunk style to it and everything, all that's been replaced with a very streamlined kind of look to it, which you would expect Tomorrowland to have and what it used to have before 1994. The original tower art underneath the clock has been replaced with a mural of Tomorrowland attractions, past and present. So maybe you'll see some Alien Encounter or Stitch's Great Escape, or if you had wings, something like I would think that too. Yeah, but I think it needed an update, and it finally got it. The shop used to sell things for like Space Mountain themed merchandise. Mm-hmm. They had a D-Tech area on demand for customization of phone cases and magic bands, other things like that.
You know what my favorite part of that gift shop was?
I do know. The massage chairs.
Yes, yeah. The massage chairs.
Because you never would get on Space Mountain.
But I would put a dollar in a massage chair.
Nothing wrong with that. A little massage while we're at it. And hopefully they stayed too. We don't know if those, pieces of merchandise are going to continue to be sold there at the shop. But the new merchandise has been revealed, and a lot of it, from what we saw, is themed to Tron Light Cycle Run there in Tomorrowland. It's going to have a lot of different items, lounge fly backpacks, T-shirts, toys, lineup clothing and accessories, stuff like that. We saw the pictures, looked at them. Neither one of us were too impressed with what they had.
No.
And why weren't you impressed? I think this more goes towards you.
It all looked the same to me.
Uh-huh.
Like it was all the same colors, all the same styles, and just on different garments. And that doesn't work for everyone. The one collection that did stand out as something that may interest like you and I, who don't necessarily wear like a lot of flashy, like neon. I mean, I guess I do, but
yeah, I was about to say that's not a true statement.
As I sit here with my like neon pink nails.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm very conservative with my clothing, and Nicole walks out of a dressing room and it's just
the loudest, brightest, floral pattern.
Totally different. Yeah.
But it just wasn't like for us, which is okay. Not everything has to appeal to us. But there was one collection that was more. No. Drew inspiration from Flynn's Arcade, and those pieces cool. So I'm interested to see what else they come out with. I'm sure not everything was shown at this preview, but I would love if that location had not just Tron items, but I would love to see more Tomorrowland generic collections. You know, like you talked about that mural they had of attractions past and present. Like if that was on a shirt or a hat or a mug or whatever, that would be awesome.
Like a Carousel of Progress shirt, or If You Had Wings shirt.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go for things like that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I really did like some of the, when they say light up clothing and stuff like that, it's Tron themed. It has, you know, it's the black with the blue, you know, stripes and stuff like that. And some of the stuff really actually lights up.
Yes.
When it comes to the clothing, the toys. I'm a big kid. All right, I'm a child. I love toys. Okay, they're very cool. They're very cool.
The toys.
Yes, the toys. They're so very, very cool.
Did like, you watch? Did you watch about them where you can put your face on it?
No.
So I didn't there's see this. Little programs, and they're like the size of like a G.I. Joe.
That's appropriate.
And you can put like. Your face is like projected inside, like on the face of the
program
action figure.
Okay.
And there's like a couple lines that you record with your voice, and your face is like in the on the character.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a chip, like a personality chip, similar to what the droids have in Galaxy's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And each chip has different sayings or different lights up, like the disc lights up different colors.
Very cool.
And you can take that disc or that chip and put it into different programs, or you know, the example they had was one of the backpacks has a disc.
Okay.
That lights
up
on the front.
Yeah.
You can remove that disc and put your chip in there, and it'll have different sayings. It'll light up a different color.
Very cool.
Stuff like that.
Very cool.
So that's going to be like the Banshee of Tron, where you can go and you can create your own personalized program.
I already do have my own identity disc that I got back when Tron Legacy first came out.
In the parks?
No. Oh. No, I got this at like Walmart or something. Oh. You know. And it's the size of the regular discs, you know, mm-hmm. that they use in Tron. You press the little button, it makes a sound, it lights up, stuff like that. I want to take it with me because I want to get on my bike, and as we're going up that hill and everything, I want to have my identity disc out to the side, like I'm, you know, about to slice somebody's head off.
I'd,
you know, there on the grid.
At you so bad.
They would. Man, it would be cool.
There is a cool photo op though, right in front of the attraction with a disc.
Yeah,
and that looks really awesome. I can't wait to do that.
I wonder how many people will try that now that I've said something.
I hope none.
And
if you
do not condone it, okay.
You didn't hear it from us.
No, I didn't say anything. But that wasn't the only thing that they talked about. Disney also revealed the details around the new Snack Shack. Right over there called Energy Bites. That's appropriate. Right there near the entrance of the new Tron Light Cycle Run. And Space Mountain. Now they're going to have some sweet and savory snacks for you that are going to be available. That will include some dumplings, donut holes, some mochi ice cream, frozen watermelon refresher. A lot of these snacks can be sold for under $10. That's a real nice
I just thought
thing
the food was weird.
Weird?
Like
I don't know.
Like a weird collection of food. Like I wouldn't put donut holes and dumplings together.
Well, I mean, they do have ranch ice cream in the world. So, I mean, come on.
Ranch ice cream exists.
It does. It's a thing, you know? It's a thing.
In this part of the multiverse.
Yeah, of course. Let's go over some of the offerings here. They've got beef and broccoli digital dumplings with broccoli pesto, crispy garlic, and ginger soy broth. $8.79, not too bad. Buffalo chicken digital dumplings with celery, dehydrated blue cheese, and cayenne pepper broth for $8.49.
For three dumplings.
For three, yeah. Chocolate cake donut holes with mocha sauce. Mm-hmm. Okay, $5.79, not too bad. Strawberry ice form with, strawberry ISO form with ice cream mochi, caramelized graham cracker crumbs, and cheesecake foam for $5.29. I need to get that.
That sounds interesting.
Very, very good. And something else that I want to get here, this watermelon refresher with yuzu, citrus, ginger, and popping candies.
That sounds refreshing.
For $5.99. That's not a bad price. That's not, considering how things are going as far as buying food.
Just in general with the world.
In general with the world. That's really not bad for a good, which sounds like you said, refreshing drink for you to have. Yeah. So. Looking forward to that whenever I do get to check it out. All right, Epcot, let's go over there. Guests are going to be treated to the debut of an all-new nighttime spectacular a little bit later on this year. It's a dazzling display of music. Pyrotechnics, lasers, and lighting. The show is going to feature an original composition and evocative selections. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that evocative?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Evocative selections from the Disney songbook. All kind of thrown together to remind us that we are more alike than different, whatever that means. I have no idea.
Does that sound like Illuminations
to you? Let's not go too far with that.
I mean, I don't think we're getting Illuminations.
No, we're not getting Illuminations back. Don't get people's hopes up.
Closer to Illuminations than what we had.
This is an interesting illustration and concept art that they released with this.
No barges.
I don't see the Stargate anywhere. I don't see a rotating globe in the middle of the lagoon. What I do see is just fireworks.
You know what I didn't see?
I don't know.
I don't know if this is just a stylistic choice. Mm. I don't see any torches.
They're going to have to change that.
They have to keep the torches.
You have to keep the torches lit.
I don't think there's going to be an issue with the torches. I just don't see them in the concept art. And I was like, the torches are the best part. When, like, the fire show's about to start.
Perhaps, maybe this is just the earliest renderings of the concept art. And where they're at now, there are torches everywhere.
Well, and
we can hope that.
They go, and all the torches go out. It's the best.
It is. I think it's going to be cool. But in the meantime, you can enjoy Epcot forever, starting in April. There at Epcot. Goodbye, Harmonious.
Adios.
You were
mediocre.
Okay. And other people were like, it was the greatest of all time.
I like the music.
The music was okay.
It was a good show if it wasn't in Epcot.
Speaking of which, and I should have said this while we were doing Magic Kingdom stuff. You watched Happily Ever After for the cast members preview? Yes? No?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
So I watched the entire thing. Mm-hmm. Basically the same show. With some extra lighting, some extra lasers, and projections all the way down Main Street USA.
Which I guess I didn't realize they didn't have before.
Yeah, because you're fixated on the castle.
Yeah.
You know. But it's the same song, which is great. It was wonderful. The crowd reacted fantastic to it. They were like, yes. All the screams and everything else that you get.
Lots of tears, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I was very happy to see that they're doing projections down Main Street USA. That's fantastic. But anyway, Harmonious, bye-bye, Epcot forever. I hope to see you before you're gone once again.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
I don't know when this new show is going to start, you know, for Epcot. So I'm hoping
the fall,
the month of fall,
I believe.
Yeah. Because this is the part that also, you know, kind of coincides with this show. And I don't know if I'm worried about this or not. But later this year, Walt Disney World is going to join the global celebration of the Walt Disney Company's 100th anniversary. 10 decades of creativity and innovation. More details are going to be coming as Epcot gets ready for this celebration there at Walt Disney World. I kind of wonder if this show ties in with that, because they did it with Harmonious. She was part of the 50th and everything, and it flopped with a lot of people. Is this the new permanent show we're talking here? Is this why it's debuting in the fall? Or is this a part of the 100th? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what Disney's going to decide to do.
I don't know.
So
I am excited to see Epcot get the spotlight, though, for its 40th anniversary to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the company.
Yeah, because we've all been wondering, you know, what is Disney going to do for Walt Disney World after the 50th is over? Mm-hmm. They just never released any information. We never got any, you know, promos and stuff like that. Hey, get ready to celebrate the 100th at Walt Disney World. And boom, you know, great promo and everything else. They just didn't get that. They've been very hush-hush about it.
Right.
So, I don't know. They say this unforgettable celebration. Okay. All right.
The tagline for the latest campaign is all the Disney thrills.
Oh,
yeah. And okay. I will say one small thing that I noticed. They released an article in Disney Parks blog about all the Disney thrills, all the thrilling things you can experience in Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
And our friend pointed out to me that one particularly thrilling attraction was missing from that article, which is Rock and Roller Coaster. It listed every other large, exciting, thrilling attraction at Walt Disney World except Rock and Roller Coaster.
It is in a refurbishment period right now.
Yeah, but this was like, I don't think it was a time sensitive type of thing.
I don't know.
It was interesting.
Just kind of saying, you know.
It was a good observation by them.
Hey, Queen.
Right?
Somebody. Queen coming to Rock and Roller Coaster. No, I'm just kidding. That was only a rumor. Yeah, that is interesting, I will say. Yeah. You talked about Figment earlier, how there's going to be a meet and greet. Big plush Figment for you to hug and see and everything. The crazy thing was, I didn't know about this, the Figment animatronic there at the end of the attraction broke down.
Oh.
Just completely and totally broke down.
Biggie.
And yesterday, on the 16th of March, they finally fixed it, and the favorite purple dragon has been returned once again.
Peace has been restored to the universe.
Seriously.
Balance is back in the force.
Goodness gracious. People would have lost their minds. We lost Dreamfinder, and now we've lost Figment. Not the case. He's still there.
Balance has been restored in the force.
Yes. Both the light and the dark are balanced, and we're good to go. It's fine. So nice to see the Figments back and up and running there for Journey into Imagination with Figments.
Key part of the attraction.
I want to talk about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge for a couple. Galactic Star Cruiser for just a couple minutes. I had an epiphany. Mm-hmm. Driving home from work one day, because some Star Wars music came on SR.
Oh.
I started thinking in my mind, you know. You know, Disney's been, you know, kind of scaling back on the available cruising dates for the Galactic Star Cruiser. We knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We talked about it many a time, you know, when the prices came out and everything else for Galactic Star Cruiser. And now it's come to fruition. It's a real thing.
We predicted this. We looked into our crystal ball.
Yeah. Disney is having major problems getting people to do this because those who were able to do it and could afford it have done it. And they had this huge surge, and now the surge is gone. So they had to cut back on cruises. And we kind of wondered, well, they tried discounts. Well, that didn't work. Even with discounts, people still weren't booking any vacations on the Star Cruiser.
You know, they never once actually discounted the Star Cruiser.
Not itself, no. Mm-mm. No. Not directly. So as a result of that, now we're cutting back the cruises that are available. And we've said this is a problem for Disney, that Disney is in trouble. The idea that they have is fantastic. What they've done is fantastic. It was just priced wrong for everyday vacationer.
Don't like get it confused with us wanting this to not work.
No, I want it to work.
Yeah.
But I want everybody to be able to experience it. That that should have been the goal in the first place.
Right.
It's not just, you know, a money maker. It needs to be something people can enjoy. So with that being said, as I'm listening to this music and thinking about all that stuff, what is one way other than lowering the price? Because we know Disney's not going to do that. At this point, they can't. I just don't think it's going to happen. What is the one way, if it fails, that people can still somewhat enjoy this? And I'm going to tell you now. The only way that Disney can still keep this thing operating is by making some modifications to the Star Cruiser itself and making it a deluxe resort.
The way it should have been in the first place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, when I talk about these changes, I talk about dining for one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, reservations have to be made if you want to do dining. It will still have maybe entertainment in some form, maybe characters. I think that would be fine. Some of these other interactive areas, I would believe, would just have to be wide open for people to go and explore.
Right.
For people to check out.
The boiler room.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
And
have, you know, these interactive elements like the bridge, for instance. Mm-hmm. Open and functional. For kids to go in there and press buttons, pull levers, see the big screen with the ships going by and, yeah, and go into hyperspace, all that stuff. But, I don't know, maybe once a month for a couple of days, have an actual Star Cruiser.
Like sailing.
Sailing.
Yeah.
For the people that want to pay that price. The rest of the time, have it available as, and it's not going to be, you know, like the Pop Century, the All-Star or anything here. Yeah. We're talking Disney spent a lot of money on this. It's going to have to be a deluxe price. And we're talking $200-$300 a night.
I mean, that's moderate at this point.
Easily. Easily $200-$300 a night. Maybe more.
I think it's missing a lot of the amenities of a deluxe resort. So I think that price tag is fairly accurate. You know, they're missing a pool. It's missing a gym. It's missing a, you know.
Well, they've got the room if they need to build a pool.
And I think that would probably be the first thing that comes to mind that they would need to adjust if they're going to move in that direction is the outside of the resort.
You would have to, yeah. Some more theming has got to be done out there.
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, treat this as a resort. And that was one of my ideas earlier of having a themed resort like Star Wars. You know, my idea was having the light side and the dark side and, you know, different, you know, the rooms were themed differently according to where you stayed for the Sith or the Jedi. And you could still do this with this building. It just needs to look nicer on the outside, mm-hmm, to be more inviting. Not everything is just inside. It looks great out here, too. It's very appealing.
Yeah.
And Disney can do that. Disney has done that before. Their side of line construction is horrible here lately, but I think their decoration-wise is great. It's fantastic. Always has been. Side of line, horrible.
Yeah, they could stand to improve.
I don't know.
Or go back to what they used to do.
That's just an idea I had. I'm curious as to what people think and if they would be interested in doing something like that. That's mainly my thing.
It just becomes more accessible. Like, more people have access to it.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. I agree with you.
And I think they wanted that, like, exclusivity, but it's not working for them.
No, it's not. They've got to change something. They literally have got to change something. We'll figure it out, or they will figure it out. I think, you know, everybody in the Disney community has given some great ideas. And I think this is stuff that Disney should be writing down and say, okay, what can we do with everything that people are suggesting? What can we do with this? How can we make it better? How can we make it more affordable for people to enjoy what Imagineers have done with this entire area? So that's important. That's very important. So tell me what you think and let us know. Send us an email, send us a voicemail, you know, whatever, you know, whichever you prefer. We do have a birthday to go and do real fast. And the birthday this week comes in the form of a voice message. Love it. Let's play it for you real fast.
This is Steven from Knoxville, Tennessee. I'd like to wish my wife, Vicki, a very happy birthday this Sunday. Alex and I are going to do our best to give you the most magical day. We love you. Happy birthday.
Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Vicky, 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 Vicky.
We've met Vicky.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
We met her in person and we met their family and they were at the Polynesian. And it was, they were just so, like, it was just awesome. It's just so good to meet, like, faces of people and shake hands that, you know, we know have listened for a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's even fun, like, so much more fun when we get to say happy birthday to them when we've, like, hug their neck, you know, like, we've gotten to spend some time with them.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So happy birthday, Vicky.
Vicky, you get that.
Heck yeah.
And what else does she get?
Sparkles!
Sparkles! You have a birthday shout out that you would like to do here on the show. Here's how you can do us. Do it. Here's how you can do it. Give us a call, 408-909-3960. That's 408-909-DW60. You can send a text. You can leave a voicemail if you like as well. You can also send us an email. Send your email to DW60@SRSounds.com. So for everybody out there celebrating a birthday, just like Vicky, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
That's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swerthru Radio, srsounds.com.
That brings us to the end of our show. We want to thank everybody for joining us for DW60 this week. Whether you're listening on Sorcerer Radio, you're part of our Instagram live audience right now, or you're listening to the podcast version of the show. Thanks for taking a little time out of your day to spend with us and learn about what's happening at Walt Disney World. If you need to get in contact with us, here's how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram at DW60. You can send us an email, DW60@SRSounds.com, or shoot us a text message, leave a voicemail, text us a voice memo, whatever works best for you, at 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60. Or if you're interested in bonus episodes, behind the scenes, just a little bit more of, like, our personal lives away from the mic, you can support the show on Patreon at DW60 Press Row Podcast over on Patreon. All kinds of good stuff this week.
Make sure to check out the replay of the show for you SR listeners. That's going to happen tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't go anywhere because DW60's Music Row is coming up next. Last week, we, you know, kind of went real fast with the Friday morning. It was a very upbeat Music Row.
I loved it.
It was a lot of fun. This week, attractions.
Ah.
Attraction ride-throughs.
We love a theme.
Yeah, I like themes for the show. I'm not a theme person when it comes to anything else. Just the show.
Oh, I love a theme.
I know you
do. I love a theme.
I know you do. I know you do. So for you SR listeners, stick around for Music Row coming up next. And don't forget to check out the show on demand via the Sorcerer Radio app. You can download on Android and Apple devices. Big thanks to all of our podcast listeners for leaving us those 5-star ratings and also leaving us a review over on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope that you have a magical day.